So what's that about? You know, it looks like women got some power boost on a video game, or, you know, like they've snuck in some secret serum into their birth control pills that lets them, you know, shoot up high. But of course it's not about that. What it's about is that the economy has changed a lot. We used to have a manufacturing economy, which was about building goods and products. And now we have a service economy and an information and creative economy. Those two economies require very different skills, and as it happens, women have been much better at acquiring the new set of skills than men have been. It used to be that you were a guy who went to high school, who didn't have a college degree, but you had a specific set of skills, and, you know, with the help of a union, you could make yourself a pretty good middle-class life. But that really isn't true anymore. This new economy is pretty indifferent to size and strength, which is what's helped men along all these years. What the economy requires now is a whole different set of skills. You basically need intelligence, you need an ability to sit still and focus, to communicate openly, to be able to listen to people, and operate in a workplace that is much more fluid than it used to be. And those are things that women do extremely well, as we're seeing. If you look at management theory these days, it used to be that our ideal leader sounded something like General Patton, right? You would be issuing orders from above, you would be very hierarchical, you would tell everyone below you what to do. But that's not what an ideal leader is like now.